Tifton is a town of about 17,000 in South Georgia's cotton country. It's the seat of Tift County, where in the last census, 23% of the population lived below the poverty line. Celeste Sneed is a single mother who works part-time at the local Prestolite spark plug factory. She says she would work full-time if she could get the hours.
I make $5 an hour. I pay my rent. One week I pay my rent. One week I pay my light bill. And I got two children, you know. My daughter chose to live with her father, that because he had so much money, you know. Mother didn't have nothing.
Sneed has no bank account and no credit cards. So when she needs a few extra dollars to get through until payday, she walks to Ace Pawn Shop on Tifton's main street. She pawned her television set for $30 2 months ago. Many northern states limit pawn shop interest rates to 3% a month or 36% a year. In the South, laws are much more lenient. Georgia allows the highest pawn shop interest rates, 25% a month, or an annual equivalent of 300%, although the rate drops in half after 3 months. Celeste Sneed pays interest of $7.50 a month on her $30 loan, compared with the 50 cents a month she'd pay if she owed $30 on a 20% credit card. When asked about the interest she's paying on her pawned television, Sneed can't quote a figure.
It's not no high rate, you know. I mean, I can deal with it. All my friends, like I told them, if you got anything, you know, because don't come a time when you're going to fall. If you got anything, Ace is the place to be.
Okay, come here, Mr. Lyle.
Sneed made one interest payment last month. That prevented the pawn shop from putting her TV up for sale. Now she's past due on her next payment, and she's come to ask the owner of Ace Pawn, Becky Jordan, for extra time.
You know, I ain't come pay but one time.
Right.
But anyway,
when you gonna come pay?
Let me come in, Scott. I'll tell you about it, because I don't want to talk about
Becky Jordan and her husband have owned Ace Pawn for 25 years. Despite her shop's high interest rates, Jordan claims she makes less money than she once earned as a school teacher.
No, you don't get rich. I think maybe years ago when we were on the only game in town, it was a lot better. But it's not anymore.
Until 12 years ago, Ace was the only pawn shop in Tifton. Now the small town has 9 pawn shops, one for every 2,000 residents. Around the corner at Ham's Gun and Pawn, owner Bob Hammond says business is pretty good.
We make money or we wouldn't be here.
Hammond says there's no mystery why pawn shops keep opening, including 2 new ones in Tifton in the past year.
That's always the way it's been. If anybody starts a business and is partly successful in it, then you have a gang of them get in it.
We've seen a booming growth in pawn shops, check cashing outlets, and rent-to-owns, a variety of businesses that specialize in serving people with impaired credit records or people with no financial savings.
John Caskey is an economist at Swarthmore College and author of Fringe Banking, a book on pawn shops and check cashing outlets. The number of pawn and check cashing shops has doubled in just a decade. Caskey says the biggest reason for the growth in fringe banking is the stagnating or declining wages of low-income workers over the past 15 years.
That's meant that we've had a larger share of the population that basically lives from paycheck to paycheck with no financial savings, and often because of that, they have impaired credit records. That is, when you have no financial margin of safety, some little event happens in your life, you can't pay all your bills, your credit record gets impaired, you're no longer eligible to carry a credit card and pass traditional credit screening mechanisms.
In a survey of households earning less than $25,000, Caskey found 1 in 4 had no bank account. Some consumer groups say banks have chased away low-income customers by closing branch offices in poor neighborhoods and raising fees. Janice Shields of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group authored a study that found while banks have enjoyed record profits each of the past 4 years, bank fees increased at twice the rate of inflation.
So what I've identified, and the banks keep confirming with their practices, is a three-part strategy with respect to bank fees. One, banks are increasing existing fees. Two, banks are inventing new fees. And three, banks are making it more difficult to avoid fees by doing things like increasing the minimum balance to avoid fees.
But Virginia McGuire, a spokesman for the American Bankers Association, points out banks are still much cheaper than pawn shops and check cashers. She argues most people without bank accounts could do business with banks if they chose to.
There is a proportion of the public that simply doesn't want an account, and the banking industry has a challenge to educate the public that there are a wide variety of accounts available, and that the pricing is often very affordable for lower income people, or just people who don't need a full service account and are just looking for something fairly inexpensive to do some basic kinds of things.
Some consumer groups say banks should be required to provide no-frills accounts that cost little or nothing. Banks have consistently fought such legislation, arguing they're already overregulated. McGuire says some banks are starting to reach out more actively to low-income customers. At the same time, some big banks and finance companies are investing in fringe banking. American Express is a major backer of the ACE check cashing chain. Swarthmore economist Caskey agrees with consumer groups that banks should be required to provide low-cost accounts. He doesn't agree that the fees charged by fringe banks should be reined in. He says even in states with interest rates of 200% and 300%, pawnbrokers are not necessarily overcharging their customers. Caskey points out the average pawn loan is only $70, but requires as much paperwork as a much larger bank loan.
It's an expensive business relative to the size of the loan, and that explains these very high interest rates.
Caskey says the best way to prevent poor people from being hurt by the high cost of fringe banks is to strengthen the earned income tax credit, putting more money in the pockets of the working poor so they'll feel comfortable dealing with traditional banks. And he says schools should provide more consumer education to help people with little financial experience make smart choices. I'm John Bewin, Minnesota Public Radio News.